Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
Churio, fly ball right field. Back goes Yastrzemski, staring and gone! Our cruisers can't repel firepower of that magnitude.
Admiral Akbar making an appearance. The Admiral.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering on the line with us this morning. No hamburgers for you, Level.
No burgers. That's a sad story. Came within 4 wins of those burgers, but you know what? Today sounds like another day to start another streak.
Did anyone there in any capacity mention the hamburger thing last couple of days?
No.
Only Vince.
No.
So it's just been me, and not even Eric. Eric's been dragged reluctantly into my... Once we get past six, that's when I start talking,
Jeff,
about it.
So I've been fighting the burger talk, and I get this text from a friend. I blame you for the loss, Bilstead. Talking about George Webb's? Come on, man.
See,
this was Vetrano's problem.
Listen, I am more a little stitious and superstitious, so I don't put that on anybody. It's all right. It happens. And it took up a game-saving catch from T.J. Friedl in center field to sending that game into extra innings. You never know what would have happened there. But
well, you thought that ball was gone.
It was gone.
We both thought it was gone.
Yeah, we all did. We all did. But the way that Friedl was going back for it, you knew he had an opportunity to make the catch, and then I didn't know whether or not he caught it or if it popped out of his glove or not, and then he put it up into the air, and it was, oh, man, rip your hearts out kind of moment. But
yeah, fireworks guy didn't know either because he was a little late on the trigger.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, you don't want to fire those things off too early. I mean, can you imagine the game-tying homer in the ninth inning and get the fireworks going, the fire from the smokestacks? That would be not ideal. Not ideal for the pyro night.
So morning baseball today, as it turns out, it'll be afternoon your time, but we join you at, 11? What do you have,
11:10 pregame.
11:10 pregame.
Yeah, 11:10 pregame. We got, a little brunch with the brew crew today. I am currently working on my suntan because in the booth at the moment, the sun hasn't come over the overhang, so we're just melting in the booth right now. But that's okay. It's okay. It's a good summer bake session for me at the moment. Ready for a nice long homestand when the Brewers get back to Milwaukee tonight.
We have some bad news regarding Brandon Woodruff, who was hit by a ball off the bat, pitched it, bat just came scalding, bounced off his pitching arm. I guess the good news is it's not broken.
Yeah, that is good news. But, I mean, what other breaks can Brandon Woodruff have going the other way? I mean, he had the shoulder issue, of course. That was first and foremost. He's getting ready to come back. And then he bangs up his ankle, and now he's fully healthy, probably his last start, and then he gets the comeback off of his elbow. Really deep bruise, and thankfully there's nothing broken in there because that would have been a major blow for Brandon Woodruff. But we'll see how long it takes him to recover from it, and hopefully it's not super long. But, I mean, what else could happen? It just feels like he's been snake bit in his recovery from the shoulder issue, but I mean, you always put yourself out there whenever you take the mound. I mean, you're 60 feet, 6 inches away, and there's always the possibility of having a line drive come back at you or the barrel of a bat come back at you. And unfortunately for Brandon Woodruff, he got the line drive last night, and hopefully it's not too long before he's back on the mound again.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering with us this morning. What do you make of the offensive explosion over the last week and a half, Level? I mean, I know baseball's a strange game. We're only, 62 games now? Only 100 games left in the baseball season, so it's long. But the ebb and flow of the bats is an oddity.
It is, and you like to see it, right? I've been making the joke a couple of different times, but it's the Happy Gilmore, Kevin Nealon line, right? It's up and down, and it's around. It's circular. You got all nine guys going at the same time. And it's a good thing. And you see what this offense could be when all nine guys are really clicking at the same time. And it's not just one person carrying the offense. You're getting contributions from everybody, especially on this road trip. The homestand was a blast because you had these comeback wins and the walk-off wins. And now you got a tough homestand coming up. with the Padres, the Braves, and the Cardinals coming into town over Father's Day weekend. And you just hope that the bats continue to go this way. But the pitching has really stepped up too. Starters, the bullpen guys are more rested. It's a full team effort, and that's what you saw during that 8-game winning streak.
It's up and down, circular, up and down, circular, around, feeling it, feel the flow.
There you go.
How did you pull
right?
that?
Right? No, come on. I mean, that's just how my mind works. Mid-90s comedies, those things are just right at the tip of my tongue all the time.
Sounds like Vince.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Level, but I mean, you seem pretty sharp. I would really like to delete some of those files and create space in my brain for, you know, information I need.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I don't need you're my boy blue just sticking there just for whenever I need it.
No, you don't. But it serves you well. All right, Brewers and Cincinnati Reds today. One more before we return home. We've got an 11:40 first pitch in Cincy. Thanks, Level.
See you, buddy.
You got to talk to you next week.
Pardon me for having a Happy Gilmore moment. It's up and down, circular, up and down, circular, around, feeling it, feel the flow. That's exactly what's happening, all facets for the Brewers.